Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gwen, we'll start with you. A lot of people are very unfamiliar with the 4-H community. They know it exists. They come here to the Erie County Fair every year and, you know, they get a chance to see the cows, the sheep, the goats and whatnot. What are some of the common questions that people have for experts such as yourself who've been doing this all their lives?
Well, a lot of people ask me why they don't have so much space, which is because they don't need a lot of space. Because if they get a lot of space, then they'll just make a mess of themselves and we want them to look nice.
Pretty self-explanatory,
yeah.
Right? I just happened to be walking up the exhibit here, and a lot of the cows were being judged. What are the cows being judged on?
They want to see if they can walk nice. Like, if they walk with a limp, then the judges won't think that they're so nice. They won't typically put them at the top of the list, and they want to see how big they are. The more meat they have, the better they do.
What's the benefit, I guess, of, you know, these cows that are being judged on a certain thing? Anybody can walk through here, they see the ribbons that are put on display. What does that all mean, though, in the big picture of everything?
Oh, boy.
It's the fun and the joy of the showing. It's just being around the community of the, like, the 4-H barns and, like, your barn family and your show family, and it's all what it really comes down to is if, do you want to be here or not?
Paige, what do you think is the biggest misconception about what you all do in the 4-H community, in the FFA community? You know, a lot of people such as myself, we're not around farm animals every day. We don't know anything. What's the biggest misconception, though, you think people have?
They don't understand that we have hearts, too. So, like, yes, we get rid of our animals at the end of the fair, but there are usually lots of tears. There are memories made. There are pictures. And there's a lot of tears at the end of the day. But it's all worth it when you make that family and you make that memory and that bond with that animal, and it's all worth it.
At the same time, I mean, you guys also have businesses that you have to run. Yes. This is part of your livelihood, right?
Yes.
So, I guess 10 years from now, wondering what the future is of the 4-H community. I was talking to one person across the street here, and they said that, you know, it's continuing to decline. Times are changing. Where do you guys see the farming community in Western New York, you know, say 10 years from now?
I hope to see it increase. My family owns a dairy farm, and we own a small beef business, and so I keep trying to promote it, like get the kids into it. This is what I look forward to every summer. So if I enjoy it, I feel like other kids will too, and once they learn about the ag business and the ag community and all the opportunities it offers, it should hopefully grow.
And Gwen, back to you, what are some of the important things that you think people ought to know? You know, coming to the Erie County Fair every year, they get to see the animals. This is a huge educational opportunity for them, right? What's the biggest thing that you hope people take away from seeing all the different farm animals here?
I hope that they realize how much work it is and that it is worth putting the time and effort into it, and that they should get involved somehow, even if it's not even showing something, if it's just helping out the community or something.
Well, how do you think a guy who lives in the suburbs like me, or somebody who's listening to this that might be living in the city of Buffalo, there's no farms in the city of Buffalo, right? How can somebody like that get involved? What would you recommend that they do to not necessarily dive headfirst into everything that you all do, but just to kind of get a grasp, get an understanding?
They could always donate. We're always accepting donations.
The arts and crafts that they judge in the one building that you could do. You can paint, there's pictures, there's cooking.
Sewing.
There's sewing. There's a few other things, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
So a lot of different options for people to still get involved.
Yes.
All right. How can people find out more information about your guys' farms?
About our farms, they can come talk to us, pretty much.
Yeah.
This is the final weekend of the Erie County Fair as well, so where can people find you guys specifically? And for radio, a little more descriptive, where exactly are you guys?
We're in the far corner of this barn number 2, right behind the... There's a bunch of show stuff, like feed tubs and like halters out front, and we're directly behind that in the barn.
Yeah.
Oh, same with you guys? Okay.
Yeah, we're right next to each other.
Anything else you want people to know about the farming community here in Western New York?
Get involved. It's the best thing you can do. Buy more milk and cheese. Buy a little more beef. If you want support, that's small supporting.
All right, so I went over across the way, and they told me that I was looking at a couple goats, and someone said to me that somebody came up to them and said, "Oh, look, Mom, a dog." And it was clearly a goat. What's the dumbest question that people have asked you?
Someone asked me if my cow was a horse. And when we're getting them ready for the day, like, we have to dry them, which is basically a giant, very industrial, heavy-duty hair dryer. And someone asked me if I was vacuuming the steer. I'm like, I'm not vacuuming them because, you know, they have hair too. So.
That's a dumb question.
Yeah.
How about you, Paige? Any dumb questions that you can think of that people have asked you?
I don't even know.
I'm getting the hint that everyone's been asking smart questions then.
No, it,
there's some weird questions out there. They asked if they want the one milk cows and or the one, if it was a milking animal, and I said there is no udder on it and there is testicles on it. So, no, it is not milking.
Yeah, clearly.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.